Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. I'm Dr. Charlie, and you can learn more about active faith at active-faith.org. It is a place where we strive to help people take back territory, expel evil, and heal the soul. Today, I want to share a story that I have actually been waiting for over a year to share with you, but I finally got the documentation I needed to share. So we're going to talk about how God's word stopped a very expensive water leak. That's right. I want to tell you the story of my girlfriend, Toni. Toni is a widow, and she was living in a house that was in a very, very nice neighborhood. And everything was going pretty well, but she was on a fixed income. And she started noticing in the month of, it started in the month of May of 2023. And she noticed that her water bill was more expensive than normal. And so she was concerned. She noticed it, but she didn't think much about it. Well, then she got her bill in June of 2023, and her bill had gone up. Are you ready? 600%. 600%. So in 1 month, 600%. So that was her usage. And so, needless to say, her bill was hundreds of dollars more than she expected it to be. So she called the city and they came out and they did a little test out in this at the edge of the street and said, "This is on your property, your problem. It's not ours." And they left. And so she had to go through her whole house and she had a plumber come in and look for leaks and listened for toilets and all this kind of stuff. Well, another month rolls around, July of 2023. Are you ready? It went up another 600%. Another 600%. So she's now in 2 months using 1200% more water than she was 2 months previous. She is really upset, and the bill is really high, and they're threatening to turn her water off. And she's, like I said, she's a widow on a fixed income. And so she's trying to figure out how to combat this and what the problem is. So she talks to the city. They said they would send someone out. It was delayed. August rolls around. It's still at a 1200% increase. That's August of 2023. Finally, in September of 2023, she gets her bill. Are you ready? An 1800% increase in water usage. At this point, Toni is turning everything off in her house. Every time she goes to use the toilet, she turns the water on, she uses the toilet, and she turns the toilet water off. I mean, she lived by herself. There's not a lot of people coming in. She's made sure she's got cameras on the outside of her house. She's making sure that nobody's coming and using her water. She cannot figure out what's going on, but this is literally draining her, pun intended, financially. It is a terrible, terrible situation. So, October of 2023 rolls around. She has called the city again. The city has come out. They send people in and they look and they try to discover what the problem is. It's obvious that there is a leak somewhere, but no one can find it. And they tell her that she's still responsible for the bill. And in October of 2023, she is still looking at an 1800% increase since the month of May. That's only 5 months, y'all. 5 months, it went up 600%, then to 1200%, than to 1800%. So Tony is expressing the great need for prayer. And I said, is your property staked? She said, yes, but let's stake it again. I said, I think that sounds like a great idea. And I began to pray and ask the Lord, is there any additional scripture that we should put on these stakes? And he came up with a couple of scriptures that I would like to share with you. The first is Isaiah 43, verses 1 to 2. But now, thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, and he formed you, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, and though the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. And then he also gave me Isaiah 59:19. This is what it says. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. So I shared these verses with my friend Tony, and she said, I want to write this out and I want to pray these scriptures as a declaration over my property. So we wrote those two scriptures in marker on the stakes, and we staked her property. We read all the scriptures on the stakes. We read those two scriptures, but at the end, Tony took authority over her property, and this is what she prayed. I will not fear these outrageous water bills and the city's inability to find the leak, because you, God, will redeem me. I declare the rivers will not overflow around me any longer in Jesus' name. The enemy is coming at me like a flood, especially to my finances. But I declare that the Lord will not allow this anymore, and it will be stopped in Jesus' name. That was it. We staked the ground, we prayed it, and we just came together in agreement, just like the word says to do. And then we get to November of 2023. And Tony was back to the same water bill she had in April and May of 2023. It took 6 months and hundreds, really thousands of dollars. And she finally got the water under control, not through a plumber and not through the city water department, but through the word of God. I want to encourage you today that there is nothing that the word of God will not cover. The word is a powerful sword, and I encourage you to use it. Until next time, this is Dr. Charlie.